Car guys, car gals, welcome to the cafe. I cannot tell you how excited I am. Fred is, all of us are, to have the guest inside of the cafe that we have in here today. Folks, he's picking up a fresh, hot cup of Car Guy coffee in the morning, just like you need to. This is Lou Ramirez, the Car Guy.
This is Fred Lenart, subprime hero.
We are excited to get this brew started, and we have a Super Bowl champion.
Super Bowl champion. I'm talking like ring. It's real. This is happening.
The big one. He is in the building. But before we get started, go ahead and get you some of this. This brew has been brought by Think Ad Brew. You can get information about these solutionaries and what they can brew for you by going to thinkadgroup.com. That's thinkadgroup.com. Get you some. Are you ready? Car guys. Wow. Car guys. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm so ready. So totally check this ready. Out. When we say we have a Super Bowl champion that's in the cafe with us, right?
Yeah.
All that I know is that that's all that I'm going to keep saying, because if I was a Super Bowl champion, that would be the introduction I always have. Hey, how you doing? I am Super Bowl champion Lou Ramirez. Right? That's how I would stretch my hand across. Right?
I am not going to lie. You're not lying, man. I mean, I already I totally would. I'm just the subprime hero. I'm Fred the subprime hero. Hey, how you doing? I won a Super Bowl. Thanks. Nice to meet you.
All right. Great. But no, folks, we really do have a winner in the room.
No, yeah, man, it's not just about the Super Bowl for this guy. This guy has been a champion in everything he's ever done. We're really excited to have him on the show. His football was a very small part of his life, which actually a big part, but it was a small time of his life. He has done so much more since then. You're talking decades of just great work ethic, teaching people how to do the right things, being a good business coach for a lot of other people, which is what he's moving into right now.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Coming in the cafe, car guys and car gals. We can't have an introduction bigger than the NFL and how they let you come into a stadium. But let us welcome David Gamble.
What's up?
Man, we are so excited to have you on the show. You know, it's not just this. It's not just the Super Bowl that you've won that made you anything special. What makes you special is what you've done since the Super Bowl. Sure. You didn't just stop and say, hey, that's all I need. You've done nothing but build your life up. So we're so excited to share your story. So excited to talk about a lot of things. So thank you for coming here this morning and taking your time with us.
Fred Lou, I appreciate you guys giving me some time. I'm excited. The energy that you guys have just display this morning is outstanding, and I'm ready to rock and roll this morning.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, that's because we're brewing solutions, drinking Car Guy coffee. And the main way that we find a way to get up and flying is to apply 3 F's to our lives. So I am excited to see a Super Bowl champion jump in and do this 3-application movement to getting us to the next level. And that is by applying 3 F's, and that's forgive, focus, and fly. You might have seen a couple shirts. You might have seen a couple of the guys talking about it. But we do truly believe that if you're going to keep growing, you're going to need to forgive, focus, and fly. So join us real quick, David, as we do it on 3. We're going to wipe off the weight of unforgiveness, get focused, and start to fly. 1, 2, 3. Forgive. Focus. And fly. Here we go. We are ready.
We are here. Wow. So excited to have you here, David. We do 5 questions, and these 5 questions that we ask, they're just to get to know you a little bit more so that the audience can hear where you come from, what your purpose is and all these things, what helped you become who you are today. So we're excited to get these 5 questions in with you. You got anything you want to talk about before we get started?
No, let's go ahead and jump into this, because I know we are in a crunch time, and I want to make sure that we get as much into this brew as possible. Folks, you know what it's like when you're trying to jump in and get that cup of coffee. You got to get in, you got to get out, and you got to get on to the mission of the day. So let's go ahead and get this cranking.
All right. So my first question is really easy, really simple for you. It's the same question I ask everybody when I ask the first question. It is every day when you wake up, there's something that drives you. There's something that makes you say, you know what, I'm going to go hard today. I'm going to make sure that I work, get everything that I need done on my checklist. What is your purpose? What is your why? What drives you?
Great question, Fred. My why is the fear of failure.
Oh.
You know, losing. I'm so competitive on and off the field that for me, Fred and Lou, I would rather lose, or my fear of losing is greater than my excitement of winning. And so every morning I just wake up refusing not to lose, forgiving, and focusing on the things that are just most important to me. And that's just trying to win the day. That's all I try to do. I don't think about tomorrow. I really do forget about yesterday. And I'm just literally up and saying, I just need to win the day. That's it. It's just that simple.
There's no doubt. And I love that purpose. That's a lot what drives me is that I like to get up and I like to just – I'm driven that way. I'm very similar. And I know Lou's very similar to that. You know, we all have – everybody has a million different things that they could use as a why. We could use tiny things. We could use like, oh, I can sit here and go, man, I want to do this for my son. I want to do this for my wife. But really what it is that I want to win. I don't like to lose, you know. I like to be, you know, you don't have to win every day, but I like the act of trying to win something. I like the act of trying to be the best at something, trying to make the best out of me, become better than I was yesterday, you know, and you're definitely an example of that. And that's it.
And winning is a, it's a culture and it's a lifestyle, right? So I'm constantly trying to win my wife. I am constantly trying to win my children, right? Mm-hmm. I am constantly trying to win somebody's business when working a deal, right? In any case scenario, we are trying to win the moment. And I completely honor that answer. And it's obvious, guys. I don't know if you've seen it bling-blinging like it is right there inside of the screen, but it is shouting at you. I mean, that's exactly what I would be doing, too. What's up, guys? How you doing?
Ah, there we go.
Oh, man.
Get you some of that.
I couldn't help but notice the whole time you were talking.
Put that back up in there. Let me see that. Fill that screen with it. Bam! Get you some.
Oh.
Car guys, car gals, you want one of those?
That's official right there, guys. That's official. That's not one of them fake ones you buy.
Oh, yeah. You'll find these in the Cracker Box jocks.
No, sir. That's well awesome. Earned, man. That is so
that
awesome.
Is so awesome.
And I know the stories. You know, we had a great opportunity to sit down and on the Think Tank last Thursday, Justin Searle and Derek Perez, they put together a great thing every week. And you were on there. You were the featured guest. And the stories you told were amazing. When I had a chance to ask you a question, I didn't want to get too deep because I knew I was going to be interviewing you soon. So I was like, man, so I asked you about, you know, Easy Eddie, right? You were telling me a little bit about, you know, Ed McCaffrey, my wife's favorite player ever, you know, she thinks he's amazing. So I told her every story you said and how he was and his superstitions. She was like, she kind of knew some of it, but she was like, oh, that's cool. It's even deeper than she thought. So really, really neat. And I appreciate you being on that and talking those stories. So that being said, I'm going to let Lou get to the second question.
Well, with that, I do want to say that you are you're definitely lighting up the room when you jump in. Mm-hmm. Everybody was so passionate and excited to getting that opportunity just to kick it with you. As excited as everybody gets, we do honor and appreciate you being so down to earth, being so real, and being so genuine of just a human that is able to say, hey, guys, let's have some fun. Let's talk about some great stories. I know I don't know all of you all, but here's some good vibes. Let's pass it around and have a great night. And that's awesome that you were able to take the time to do that. Again, making connections, folks, is key to getting yourself to the next level.
No doubt.
I want to make a shift here in saying why it is that this incredible person is brewing with us, right? There's this culture that if anybody knows about it, it would be somebody that played professional athletics, professional ball, right? What coaching is and what a great coach is and isn't, and the cultures of coaching. There's so many different cultures of coaching, right? There's so many different styles of coaching that people have. So my question to you, David, would be, what is it that is so important about positive reinforcement coaching as opposed to negative reinforcement coaching? Why is it that that type of coaching is so important in all culture?
Yeah, Lou, I mean, it's essential. All the coaches that you've seen on TV, whether it's in football, basketball, baseball, right now I'm actually reading Phil Jackson's book about leadership. Mm. And, you know, to answer your question, it's really about, you know, negative type of leadership and coaching. It's based off of fear. It's really based off of fear. You look at the leaders, and it could be even history. You could look at the wars and generals. And that type of leadership, even though it was very effective, it was based off of fear. And with that being said, that's temporary. There's just – and in today's culture – if you lead with fear and just, you know, and negativity, people now have the option to leave. People will not be fully engaged, and people will not use their discretionary effort to be the best and to make you and your organization the best.
No doubt.
Now, let's just flip that. Let's flip that on the positive side. You lead with love. You lead with positivity. You lead with integrity. And you lead and you lead with all these positive things. Guess what? You have that same individual that would what? Die for you, right? Bleed for the company. To, you know, give the discretionary effort. Recommend a friend or a family. And you know what? And where I always talk about, they'll spend their own money in the product that they actually serve. So that's the thing that, you know, really separates a great leader from, you know, a poor leader. And, you know, they're not leading by fear. They're leading with influence. And that's huge. That's huge in today's market. When you start looking at our audience, millennials, and our workforce, boom, they have so many different things at their fingertips that they'll make a choice on their own. And people don't join companies, you know, or I should say people join companies because of the brand, right? They leave companies because of leadership.
Mm. Wow. That is,
I love that.
So true.
It's facts. That's true. I mean, you know,
that's facts.